Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 26th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 3¾ cents, 546¾. September wheat down 7 cents at 677, and November beans up 6 cents at 1357¾. The corn rallied as much as 15 cents off the lows. The beans rallied as much as 28 cents off the lows. Like we talked about this morning, I thought we might open lower. I didn't see any reason for it. We made our lows in the first half hour and then started to rally. Was it Chinese buying that rallied it? Was it the forecast looking pretty dry to me that rallied it? I don't know. But the net sum is, you know, 4 higher in corn and 6 higher in beans. Not very impressive if you're really concerned about the weather out here. The export inspections weren't bad for the wheat, 478. We're okay on the corn, 1.036. Beans were better than last week, but still pretty low, 242. We'll get the crop progress tonight. That should show, I'm guessing, maybe a point improvement or decline in corns and beans. It could go either way. I don't think it'll be more than a point one way or the other. We've had some decent rains. Other places missed the rains. So we'll just have to see, but I would think spring wheat is going to continue to be a dog out here. The grains were helped a little bit by the break in the dollar. It's down 30 ticks as we talk here at 92.62. Dow Jones is a little bit higher, so some of the COVID fears seem to be waning a little bit here. From what the experts are saying, this D strain, it's only a problem if you haven't been vaccinated. I guess it's, you know, your choice whether you want the vaccination or not. It certainly appears that the people that are vaccinated have had a better go of it than the people that haven't been vaccinated. I'll just leave it at that. But right now, with the Dow up, making new historic highs here again today, you've got to think the concerns about COVID have waned a little bit. So... You know, to me, I look at these weather forecasts, I would think we would be stronger than we are, but we're not, and that's a bit worrisome. I didn't think the options acted all that well here today. So I think you've got to be a little bit careful. Maybe we'll see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. But I would think, you know, the pros will be looking to buy breaks in this market now and see how we get through this August weather. Really, how we get through the next week as well. I think we'll put some strain on these markets, but we'll have to see if they respond with some higher prices. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.